Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. My name is Shelley, and I am your hostess with the mostest for this podcast. And today we're going to talk about four ways to create a growth mindset for women over 50. Super interesting topic, because I think as we get older, we tend to think we can't do anything. So let's have a conversation about that, because we know that ain't true, right? But before we get started, I want to tell you we have a Facebook group. Same name, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. I'll pop the link in the show notes below. So come join us.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned podcast, Shelley Dryman.
Four ways to create a growth mindset if you are a woman over 50. So I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I have a powerful and confident woman inside me just wanting to burst out? Do you see yourself making really bold moves and plans for your years after 50? Or do you just think it's too late to do anything about making changes now? Like you've made your bed and now you have too much invested in a marriage, a job, or your identity. And, you know, what's the point? Do you have that powerful and confident woman trapped inside you with a fixed mindset? So what is a growth and a fixed mindset? A Dr. Ellen Langer has been looking at mindset for many years, and it's simply stated that who we are and what we do is heavily influenced by the stories we tell ourselves. And sadly, the story we tell ourselves about getting older are fixed. So when an individual has a fixed mindset, such as I can't start a new business or go back to school now or find true love, then exploration and learning comes to a screeching halt. A fixed mindset is black and white with no room for the capacity to try something new, therefore no room to grow. On the other hand, a growth mindset will encourage flexibility, much more adaptable, and it creates possibilities for us as we get older. And a person with a growth mindset views failure as part of the path towards change and success. So which sounds better to you, a growth mindset or a fixed mindset? So how do we develop a growth mindset? The first point is, don't believe everything you think. Like I said before, what you think determines how you feel, what you do, and who you become. So another famous researcher and author, Dr. Carol Dweck, she wrote lots of books on mindset, calls our thoughts and beliefs a mindset. And she found two types, a fixed and a growth. Thinking with a fixed mindset stops your ability to change your life, whereas a growth mindset keeps you curious, it keeps you learning and open to change. Thinking you can't do something just because of your age is a fixed mindset. And we women over 50 absolutely can fix that. So what about you? Do you find yourself saying, I'm too old, I missed the boat, I'm an old dog, you can't teach me new tricks? Well, first of all, I'm here to tell you these thoughts are not true and they will keep you stuck. If you think you can't learn a new trick, then you won't even try. Instead, you take these thoughts and turn them into questions. You know, just how old is too old anyway? Who says I can't learn a new trick? You know, stay curious and turn all of your fixed thoughts into questions. And this is going to allow you to move the story forward of what the next stage in your life will look like. The second point is, be a dreamer. And while you're dreaming, please take them seriously. You know, look to your future with these dreams, because the past is not the direction you want to go. Looking back at the past for the answers to your future is going to have you repeating just some same patterns of behavior that you're really trying to change. And when you dream, you can begin to create the woman over 50 that you want to be in this world. And we have to turn to our imagination, the place where we conjure up that which is not yet here, that not yet available or present for us. We can create who we can be as older women in the world. So dream big. Don't get caught up in the how or the yeah buts. You create your future script. Don't let someone else write that for you, because you've been letting someone else write that for you for too long, haven't you? Give me an amen, because sister, it's happened to me too. The third one, and this is my absolute favorite, is focus on your strengths. Because, you know, we do these exercises and they'll say, I want you to write down five of your strengths and five of your weaknesses. boy, we can just put out those weaknesses lickety-split. But when it comes to our strengths, we have to really think about it. And here's the reason why, is that there are actually 40,000 labels that point out our weaknesses and only 4,000 labels for what is a strength or what we consider to be right. And ageism has us seeming weak and unable to do anything different with our lives. So it's time to identify your unique strengths and to own them fully and use them with purpose. There are two tests you can take online, the Gallup Clifton Strengths Assessment, which I took, and it was spot on. It was super good. Just really made me look at my strengths in a different way. And then the VIA Institute on Character. I'll drop these two assessments in the show notes below and give the link to those too. So use these to find and then focus on your strengths. And when you find those strengths, develop them, use them, and stop focusing on trying to bring your weaknesses up to speed. And you can also do this, you know, think of a time when you felt you were your best self and write that story out. Then look at the story and find the strengths that you portrayed during that time and list those out. Another thing you can do is use your strengths to inform the choices you make and the goals you set and ultimately the actions you take toward that goal. You know, it's time to transform our complaints about aging into a mission that turns what once seemed impossible into something possible, and this, you're focusing on your strengths can do that for you. Stay curious. You know, author Elizabeth Gilbert, calls curiosity a gentle, forgiving, and constant friend. And I encourage you to become a three-year-old again, always asking why. Why? Ask yourself, can I do better than this right now? Can I be better than this right now in my life? What will happen if I really try to run for a minute? Or if I quit my job and start an online business? And I will tell you, people, I ran my first marathon at the age of 52. So I've got a lot more adventures since turning 50. I will pop that link down in the show notes too. It's just been crazy the things I've done since I've turned 50 because I've created a growth mindset for myself. And, you know, being curious, it loosens the grip of that fixed mind self and it leaves room for you to grow and it allows you to create and live a life you love. So when I was thinking about this podcast, it reminded me of a podcast I did with Anne Noonan, the Silver Yogi in Australia. I tell you, she has a few things about mindset for women over 50, 60, and even in their 70s. So I'm going to drop the link to that too, because I think you'll really, really like what she has to say. Okay, friends, I think that is it for this episode. And don't forget, go and join our Facebook group with 3,000 other fabulous women just like you. Link is down below in the show notes. All right. Until next time, stay awesome.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.